Chapter 7. The World of Science.
Unit 13. Pioneering the Field of Biochemistry.
Before the 19th century, chemists believed the world to be made of either living matter or non-living matter. They thought that the processes of life were unlike the processes of nature. They assumed life could not be explained by the laws of physics and chemistry alone. They argued that the molecules of life could only be made by the living organisms themselves. It was not until 1828 when the German chemist Friedrich Wöhler created an organic compound from inorganic matter that the field of biochemistry began to develop. It became a new branch of science dealing with the chemistry of living systems. Since Wöhler's discovery, chemists have made significant advances in understanding the chemical structure and functioning of biological molecules. Wöhler was a 28-year-old chemist and medical scholar. He accidentally produced the organic compound urea while experimenting with certain inorganic compounds. Urea is found in the urine of most animals. His findings demonstrated that a compound thought to be created only by living organisms could be artificially synthesized in a laboratory. The theory was therefore disproved that an undefined life force was needed for the production of organic matter. 5 years after the publication of Wöhler's results, the French chemist Anselm Payen discovered the first known enzymes. Enzymes are proteins that speed up or slow down chemical reactions in the body. Payen's enzyme was called diastase. Diastase is a type of enzyme responsible for the breakdown of starches into maltose. Starches are complex carbohydrates found commonly in potatoes and rice, while maltose is a sugar. Payen found diastase in a malt solution that he created using grain sugar. In 1897, Edward and Hans Büchner of Germany furthered the understanding of enzyme functions. Their experiments used extracted enzyme-containing material from yeast cells. The brothers demonstrated that the inanimate extracted material could ferment sugar. They showed that dead cellular compounds can perform the chemical reactions of living cells. By the turn of the century, other chemists had contributed effective methods of separating and identifying basic biological molecules. These molecules included various proteins, carbohydrates, and enzymes. The actual field of biochemistry was not recognized, however, until the early 1900s when Karl Neuberg formally coined the term. Studies in biochemistry have continued since then into the 21st century. The aim of biochemistry research is to provide chemical explanations for how cells carry out certain metabolic processes. It was discovered, for example, that the presence of specific sets of enzymes within a cell will facilitate specific chain reactions. It was also discovered that carbohydrates share similar molecular structures and that proteins are synthesized by the bonding of simpler molecules called amino acids. Another major breakthrough in biochemistry occurred in 1943. That year, building on research involving infectious bacteria, an American physician and medical researcher, Oswald Avery, found the key to the transference of hereditary traits. Deoxyribonucleic acid, more commonly known as DNA, was first isolated by Swiss biologist Friedrich Miescher during the latter decades of the 19th century. By the 20th century, the structural form of DNA was already being studied. Avery, in his famous experiment in the 1940s, transferred the traits of one type of bacteria to another type. He did this by mixing dead cells of the first type with live cells of the second. His experiment provided the first confirmation of the link between DNA and inherited characteristics. A decade later, scientists James D. Watson and Francis Crick gave the first accurate account of DNA structure. Then in 1957, they presented the process of genetic encoding in DNA. Their work demonstrated that the specific information carried in DNA is responsible for the synthesis of specific proteins. These proteins then carry out specific cellular functions to complete the encoding process. Biochemistry continued to advance with the development of new technologies and techniques. These included chromatography, which is used in the separation of mixtures, and X-ray crystallography, used in the analysis of molecular structure. Although these innovations have led to the discovery and detailed understanding of many molecular structures and metabolic processes of living cells, biochemistry remains a vast field of study that seeks to explain how chemical elements are incorporated into highly complex organic molecules. Researchers continue to make fascinating discoveries that extend our understanding of the specific functions of these elements in living systems.